get that, and it, if you don't fall for it, you're going up and it'll just throw you into the water, you see.
And then they would use that
to dive off into the water.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have. And I weren't much a diver either. I was at one time a good swimmer, but I never was much diver. I didn't ever get much out of that. Some could turn a flip out there, you see, on that before they went into the water this time. And I never could do that either. I just weren't no diver like some was. But I've done a lot of it. That is, jumping off of it. I've done more jumping than I ever done diving off of it.
Well, did people do much diving?
Oh, they done a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of it. And some of them was good at it too back then. And some good divers. Yeah.
Well, they would just run to the end of that board and then they...
Yeah, run out on it and just that board is up and down, it'll go up and down, and you can stand there and jump up and down on it if you want to and get it to going. It'll just, you leave it, right? You can turn a flip if you can do it at all, or you can dive off of it, just whichever you jump off this thing if you want to. I've done more jumping than anything, just run out and jump in.
Well, what about a thing that they make where they tie rope to a tree and put a seat, or two ropes, I guess, and put a seat across it?
They call that a swing, and they did that. And climb up in a tree, out of maybe 25 or 30 feet. Now that's another thing I never did do none of. I've never been no swinger, but they did. And two get in this. And they call it pumping. If one goes one way, listen, and another comes, well, they'll be going as high as that swing second before they quit. And then maybe they'll have some child sitting in between them here, riding at it with them. And if they set that up 25 feet, on the limb up 25 feet, well, they'd be going that high when they... putting this swooping through here, there's a lot of that done over the country, lots of them enjoyed it. I never did like a swing.
No, you didn't?
Never did like a swing.
Well, did you ever know of people around here burning in their stoves, burning coal?
Yeah, heating stove.
And heating stove?
Yeah, Annie's done a little cooking, but yeah, when we moved into town here, we'd been a burning for 10 or 12 years. We'd been burning coal mixed with wood.
Well, what would they carry coal in?
Well, they had what we called a coal hod. It's a bucket. But it's built in a shape. It's got a lip, you might call it, out here from the bucket. But of course, part of the bucket. And the coal can go right roll out of that, or just fall out of that. It makes it handier to put it in stove than with an ordinary round water bucket. Somebody can use that, but that coal hod was the proper thing to use, to bring it in, to put it in your stove, in the stove with.
Well, what would run from the stove to the chimney?
It's a stove pipe, something like that, there. Only it's bigger. It is a 6-inch or a 7-inch. It might have been some of it 8-inch, but it is as much as a 6-inch pipe. That runs from the stove up into the flue.
Oh, the flue. Now, what would be the difference between the flue and the pipe?
Well, the flue is brick.
Oh.
Now there's a flue right in there, brick flue in there. And they once used a stove here. Mm-hmm.